Yo, quick PSA from your boy, the engineer, Wills. No, all jokes aside, quick PSA. Basically, there's going to be two pods released this week. So, obviously, today's one, which is Wednesday, and another one on Sunday. Basically, all this is just like to get back on schedule, innit? Because last weekend, like, we missed a date. Obviously, guys have been out in Shoreditch for like the past 3 weeks since, obviously, you were allowed out. Since Monday, I think some men took it a bit too far, innit? And obviously, we were bedbound till Sunday night. So, yeah, long story short, Wednesday, today, obviously, podcast comes out. Sunday, next one will come out, and then it will be Sundays after that. So, every Sunday, the podcast will be released. So, yeah. Wow, enjoy the episode. It's been your boy, Wills. Block Diaries.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Ready, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Back again.
Episode two.
Block Diaries, man. I'm fucking enjoying this, you know.
Nah, it's been fun, so.
I'm fucking enjoying this.
Before we start, trying to say to my people, Ramadan Mubarak.
Come on.
No, I'm out here. I'm eating my, I'm breaking my fast.
Come on.
And if anyone was going out as well, like this week, obviously, people are going out again. We'll talk about that one later, but I hope you're enjoying yourself, you know.
Come on, man. Keeping safe.
We might as well start with that. How did you lot went out? What happened?
We need to introduce. You forgot the introduction bit. What were you saying? We can still go. Obviously, I'm Sweet Baby Eds. You know what I mean? Come on. You know what it is. Man them. Introduce.
You didn't introduce. We got a special guest today as well. What's in the studio?
Oh, we'll get to him. We'll get to him.
Boy, Abdullah Dalla. Like I always say. You got an engineer over there.
Engineer. Wills Royce the first, you know. Come on.
And obviously, making a special guest appearance. You know what I'm saying? The man, the legend, top striker. You know what, man, them talk about the big goal scorers, Harry Kane, Haaland, Messi.
Yeah, you did too much, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Say the brother's name.
Do you know what it is? It's him, isn't it? Do you know what it is? All right, relax. Don't do that. I'll dump you on this podcast. Don't do that. But obviously, we've got a big strike here.
I went in on the train, bro.
Nah, I need to chill. But yeah. Jake, say a little something. Just say Wagwan. Just say a little Wagwan.
Obviously, I just came up to support my people.
Come on. What are you man saying, though, man?
No, that's roll up.
What are you man saying, though?
So obviously, I think we got to start with going out. That's what we the first thing we talk about.
Okay, so
I'll let you have this one because I didn't go out.
What we put in the diary today? So, what are you saying, though?
Well, obviously Monday, things opened up, as in what restaurants, bars, and you could what sit in.
Yeah,
outdoor.
Yeah, sitting and outdoor. And a few of us, was it me and Eds went out, so that's Wills and Eds. And I would say it was an eventful night.
Eventful night at the least. There was one, what made the night so nice was there was one guy we came with. We're going to call him Slug Uzi, you know? We're not going to put his governments out.
Big up yourself, Slug Uzi.
We're
going
to call him big up Slug Uzi, my guy.
My bro.
Partner, near him since primary. Slug Uzi, though. Yeah, nah, he was a finished dude when we came out, bro. But overall, it was really a good night. It was a good night. But he was this Slug Uzi guy, let me tell you, when you put Dusted in the dictionary, his picture's gonna come up. Like honestly, he was just finito. He's finito. But he came out as a rook, so I kinda understood, you know what I'm saying? So
I got a question for you, man. Heard someone go for a chicken wings at Chicken Shop. Can you shed light on that, please?
Jesus, for starting that already. Mental behaviour.
Can we shed some light on that?
That's mental behaviour.
Getting fed like one by B.
No, go ahead. All right, cool. The person he's referring to, I don't care, innit? It was B, innit? But I don't really care. Well, obviously, yeah, I got fed chicken wings. But I was dusted.
And that don't mean anything, bro.
Yeah, but it does mean something. I was dusted. If I was sober.
How does it get to you? Because we were patrolling.
By the time we were done, and then we went to the chicken shop. And then there were these lovely ladies there. older women.
Older women.
Yeah, and then we were just talking.
Put an emphasis on that, older women.
When I got the thing that fed me the chicken, she was dancing in the chicken shop, skanking.
Nah, she was a good vibe.
Yeah, she was a skanking, innit? And then the chicken wings was for rules, innit? The chicken wings was for rules. And then I don't know, I was like, oh, let me have one. And then she took it off me. I was like, bro, give me my chicken wing. She's like, I can't get it. And she had it like rotisserie. And I was like, what? I said, buy it. And I bit into it. It's kind of sexy. It's kind of key, kind of sexy.
When you bit into it, did you look into her eyes when you bit into it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
this is nuts.
Obviously.
Man fell in love with a chicken wing.
Man fell in love with a chicken wing.
Trust.
This is about your second time being fed outside, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's a common theme.
Yeah, it's a common theme. You've been fed outside
what
before.
When was the last time I've been fed?
They got to bleep that out. Yeah. But yeah. It is a common theme that this guy gets fed outside and stuff. And I would like to say, like, things like this, especially around this time of like Corona, like, surely you should know, like, man, shouldn't me get fed outside?
You don't give a fuck.
Just a raff.
But you know what? The thing is, I couldn't give a damn. Like, honestly, I really couldn't care. I really couldn't care. But you're talking. Said was you, boss. I don't know why you're trying to bring that story to me. That story was for you. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of fucking sound effect.
This guy's a throwing up.
Yeah. Like I did say before, like everyone, like, listen, enjoy your night. Don't do too much, innit? Now, if he was one case, I can imagine the other one.
We're always gonna get like every time, but on a regular night, people do too much. Like it's like
you can limit yourself.
He was
though.
A certified rook, though. He was a certified rook.
Nah, it's not
rook.
Even that. I think it's just like. Bro, everyone's been inside for how long? Like six.
No, but he's a rogue.
There was always gonna be someone that had to take it that step too far.
But if it was gonna be someone, it was gonna be him because he was a rook.
I just think it was the fact that there's always gonna be one person. I think it's always a person.
All right.
Because there's times when you go out.
Yeah.
And like you could be gone out for 10 years, but there's always nights you have like you just. An hour in, you're just dusted. And you're thinking, like, why
yeah.
today? But it's just one of them days. Everyone has them days.
Yeah.
I know Edwin's his fair share.
Yeah, look, but that's when I've ever had that, it wasn't because of the yak.
So what happened when we were in the queue to Viper? And you only got because of me.
Did I tap out?
So you weren't on the table.
Did I tap out? The point is, did I tap?
Oh, no.
Okay, nah, I didn't tap.
Nah, you were slumped.
I was dusted. Lord knows how I got into that. Oh, Lord knows how
shaking
I got into
that. Shaking hands with God, man.
Bro, I was dusted, fam. Those freeze. left man, hella slump. Those Rubicon drinks, but. Do you mind hear about.
Once again, I repeat, this is the same guy that couldn't walk straight on the train.
That's crazy.
Train
here. But I'm dusted, but I'm still carrying it. So, do you mind hear about ITV? They announced that Love Island will put LGBT and LGBTQ, man. What do you think of that?
No, it's good. They deserve equality, but there was already a problem with it just being white people. Like, it was just white people anyway. Like, there was barely any black people on the show anyway.
There was
so, like,
barely any brothers.
I feel like they're trying to.
And it wasn't until last year that they put by brothers.
I can see them just slapping on one gay guy and then saying, oh yeah, we're representing you lot. Like the same they did with like minority. They'll slap one guy on there or like one girl who's bi, and that would be it. They'll be like,
if we want girl, that's how you buy.
And she's probably even straight. Like she's probably more straight. But they'll be like, oh, you can have it. It's LGBT. Like they do. I'd see it to believe it, but it's good. It's about equality and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and don't bother me.
Because I know you said what you spirit. You're gonna be that.
Yeah. Funny. Do you not remember the year when people were saying there's not enough black people, and then they put in like. 2-3 black guys, but most of them were Castle more anyway.
So exactly. They weren't even black at the time. The only black ones I remember was that Mike brother. He was a waste. Yeah.
I didn't even watch that season. I can't lie.
You didn't watch it?
Nah, I didn't watch Love Island Limit, man. It fell off.
Sit down. Yeah, the last one was kind of dead. The golden one was not the year before. The year before that one.
No,
do you know what
that.
I'm talking
Which
about?
One?
Do you know the? Who was it? Not that year where it was Danny. Not you're not Danny girl. Not that year. The year before that.
Amber.
No, the year before that one where it was what's that light skin girl?
Amber, bro.
No, light skin before that. She was posh. Morgan. What's her name? Morgan. Montana. Remember Montana too?
Oh, yeah.
That era.
Mike.
Yeah, that's, you know,
rest
Bull,
in peace,
you
Mike.
Know, rest in peace, Mike. That era. That was goated. That was a goated.
Yeah,
that
it was good until then. Like, but I didn't, I watched the Amber season as well.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Do you think if they asked you, would you go on?
Nah, that's not for me still. But I do need one of the man them to go on it because I'm trying to get to these events. They're looking hard.
It was afterwards. Do you know what it is? Afterwards,
yeah, you get, not even that. You, like, everyone from Love Island gets at least like 6 months of fame. I want to say 3 months of fame. Like you get something. Like even if you're the deadest guy and you did nothing,
you get a little bit of something.
You'll get a little bit of juice, like a little bit of clout.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Nah, I just. Bro, we're saying this on the train, man. I'm not even hood, but I'm too hood for Love Island, man. I can't do it, man.
You're not political enough. You're not political enough for it, but nah. But like, do you know what I hate? I hated the bit where everyone was watching it. And you get that man that'll be like, I don't watch Love Island, and Hikey they're watching it. Do you know that's what I Hikey hated? Because Love Island, it was kind of clutch. It was kind of a good show.
No, it is a good show.
Oh, it definitely was a good show.
But that's even like our group, bro. Because like. A couple of us were watching it from the start.
Yeah.
Me.
That's me too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and I was getting, we were getting grilled for it.
Yeah. Then
and season three, season four, I'm seeing Mandem tweeting about it. I'm thinking, what the fuck?
And Mandem was stepping into it. It was actually all right. It actually wasn't too bad.
What season are you talking about? The first one?
Yeah, the first. Not the first one, because there was the one. And then
if you want to see something scatty, bro.
Essex one.
Nah, the first.
Yeah, with the Essex guy.
Yeah.
And he got with the blonde girl.
Cricket guy, yeah. No.
Yes.
I missed the first
He was from Essex missed, and he I got with the blonde girl.
Yeah, no. All I'm telling you, that season, first season was scatty.
I just slipped the mic.
Bro, there was a time when they went clubbing and the guys brought girls back to the villa and they've just stayed there for the night. And they've come. Yeah,
it was Love Island.
Love Island for season one.
Love Island.
Yeah, some tool, bro. I remember his name was Travis or something. I'm thinking, this show, they don't give a fuck first season. They did whatever.
Marley was on it. The mixed race one, she was like kind of, she had tattoos.
That was white central. I don't think I was in the blow with that guy.
There was, bro.
In the first season,
I'm trying to think.
No, they weren't brothers. I'm saying there was a mixed race thing, Marley.
Let me get it.
You think I'm saying Marley as in boy?
Let me get it up.
What, was she a girl?
Yeah, they weren't. They were that Jess, I remember that Jess girl, and Playboy Bunny girl, that Hannah girl.
Yeah.
Alright, then
are they like nice? Were they nice?
Yes, Essex. Oh,
she's alright.
That one there, this
thing.
We're talking about the same season,
but like that season was crazy because like they were just doing whatever. They were beating everything. Like there was no rules. It's kind of like Jordy Shore. Like all these shows when they start off because they're so wild, before they can come and make the rules.
Yeah.
You just go. We just do whatever. But now Love Island, like it's not even about. I was hearing they're even fucking. They're putting in like influencers already. They don't want normal people anymore, which is kind of dead. The whole point was it was good to see people like us, like regular people on the show.
So now they're putting in influencers.
Yeah, now I'm hearing there and people like people alone. Like Molly Mae was already known, I'm pretty sure, before she won on it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Molly was known.
Yeah, she was.
She wasn't known.
See, once with Tennessee Fresh, like doing like modeling and stuff.
Say God.
She wasn't known in the R bubble. That's why you probably don't know.
Yeah, but like I think it was better when it was before.
So
yeah. When it was like regular people, like just regular guys and girls, like just doing whatever.
Seriously, Money Man was known like that. She's the one that's blown from it, you know.
Like she was really, always gonna blow.
She really blowed from it. Like she's really big up Money Man, man. She's really made herself like. She's really got herself like an empire out of it, man. Bless up, man. That's crazy, man. Nah, she really blew, man. She really blew, man. Big up to her, cause Hikey. What do you mind think of Molly Mae?
As a person, I think she's a nice person.
I'm not you kidding. I'm asking for her personality. I'm asking for what she looks like. I'm thinking opinion wise. What do you think of her?
That's what I said, bro. She's a nice person.
I'm right now. I don't have an opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Like she's a nice person. I don't know her personally, so
I'm just talking about looks. Man, I'm talking about what she like. Is she very appealing to you? Yeah, things were up. I think she's nice.
No, she's nice. What else? What do you want me to say? I mean, I don't know what to say anymore, you know.
If she moved to you, would you move to her?
Nah, man.
Crazy.
Nah, she's not my food.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's dead. But
obviously, she's nice, but she's not my food.
I heard that. I heard about the cameraman, about the Toronto thing. And that's happened in the UK as well. Like it was the whole question of like, if I'm recording your videos and you're talking crud as a gang member, am I then...
affiliated?
Am I an enemy of that gang? What would you lot, what's you lot got to say about
I would say no.
So if you're a gang, you're a gang, and I record your videos, and then there's a brother that's beefing you, if he comes for me and then says, oh, like, you're my op, do you think that's how it should be, or do you think it's just a cameraman, it's just his job, like, that's...
Yeah, but the cameraman's a civilian, though, man. The cameraman is just a civilian, man.
I think it depends.
I don't know how these gangmen want to get onto civilians.
There'll be times when they're going to come for the... Like, imagine they come for the bottom and they just start firing whaps and then the cameraman's there, gets hit.
Yeah, no, that's crossfire, though. Like, if that happens, I know it sounds bad, it happens, but the cameraman, if he films for the other side, he's just trying to make money if he films for the other side again.
I agree. Do you think that same cameraman could do more than one different gang?
Yeah, 100%. You should be allowed to.
I'm talking for you, but like, for example, if you're recording gang A, and then down the line, gang B shouts you, like, oh, come do this for us, and we'll pay you the same money. Are you then going to take it, or are you going to just be like, nah?
Me, myself?
You personally, yeah.
Not me.
Because I wouldn't just because, not because I hate, not because I'm part of a gang, but just because that's techie, man. But yeah, and then the other thing I've seen, obviously, Dogecoin, man, and crypto. Like, I've seen it's been booming. Anyone been eating off that? Anyone been...
I've been paying. I bought.
I'm trying to get into it, man. I
put like 60 into Dogecoin. What?
When?
Dogecoin, like 3-4 days ago.
You up?
Yeah, you should be up still.
Up what? Like a couple, we want to up a bit. Then.
You should be up a bill still.
Yeah, because I saw it. Because I got Coinbase, innit?
Yeah.
And I follow this Twitter space, innit? And then they were talking about it, and I saw how big the coin was going up, and I was like, all right, cool, fuck it, I got a lot of money.
Where did you buy a Dogecoin?
Huh?
Where did you buy a Dogecoin?
Coinbase.
What? What's wrong? I'm really confused.
You bought Doge off Coinbase?
Not off Coinbase, but off the thingy.
Nah, he's on Coinbase. I saw the ad. They did an ad like yesterday.
You saw crypto on Twitter. You saw it on Twitter, yeah?
Yeah,
that's crypto wallet. You saw that on it.
So I ain't even Dogecoin.
Dogecoin ain't on Coinbase. Dogecoin's on Binance.
What did I get? What the fuck did I buy?
Man, you need to check.
Wallahi, Dean, I did.
What's that? Show me.
It's gone down, by the way. Fucking hell. 0.24 right now.
Yeah, but you can't buy it. Look, it says Dogecoin ain't supported on Coinbase.
Yeah, what did you buy, big man? Then?
Fuck me, that one Dogecoin.
You still up on it. You could still be up though.
Continue.
It's more of a thing. I was meant more of it. Like, I've seen a lot of people more now. Like, because remember a couple of years ago, crypto was the next big thing that everyone was on about. Then it went dead for like 2-3 years.
But now
I'm seeing people our age, like our group, our friends.
Yeah, eating.
Eating, like, bro, people are putting money and making money off it.
Nico, I don't know how much he put in, but yeah, he turned 180, like, yesterday or something.
1,000?
Yeah, 180,000 off Dogecoin.
Sir?
Yeah.
Nico Mensa?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But
no, Nico fucking Omolana, bro.
Oh, sorry. Oh, there's Nico. Oh, yeah.
Chase, brother. Friends of Chunks and that.
But when I said Nico Mensa, the guy
said... I'm sorry. It went past quick. My bad. See, I admit to my mistakes.
Right, so Nico and Malala. Oh, the brother that said he's going to be the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
He's serious. He ran for the mayor.
Huh?
He's actually serious.
How many magazines you had?
Two. Talk. Oh, shit. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, this guy's like, If you guys could see him right now.
Fine, he's my channel.
When the visuals come out, there's no escaping, you know? You're escaping right now because no one can see you. If this visuals were out right now,
I'm calm. I was
nah,
sweet.
You're dusting.
I was
sweet. Slumped up on that chair right now, man. Don't try to get up.
You know about China? There's this one brother. You want to hear about that one billionaire that's gone ghost? You might hear about that that Chinese billionaire that got ghost.
Nah,
that went ghost.
For what?
You might don't know about this, bro. This guy called his name is Jack Ma. He's like some.
Is
big.
He Chinese?
Yeah. He's got this one tech company called Alibaba. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I know about Alibaba.
And he was on like you know them tech shows, not like them. You know where he has the microphone in his ear and he's talking to a crowd. Them things there, you know.
Yeah. TED talk.
Yeah. And he was boiling off the government.
Like in China, yeah, that's,
you know,
I didn't feel sorry for him, man. I didn't feel sorry for him.
And I think he was boiling off the government. I think he was boiling off the head, innit? And then he went ghost.
Yeah, people, I don't feel sorry.
People saying that he's like, they're badding him up and then they shit like that, but yeah.
You lot even been seeing like
little side note of Jack Ma. Big up Jack Ma though.
But wait, sorry, before you go, like, so he's disappeared.
Yeah, bro. Some people saying that like his company said that he's fine, this isn't that. But yeah, I ain't seen like he ain't been on like usually he's active on like the socials and that, innit? But he ain't been active, but like yeah. So He was boying off the government.
Saying what?
Saying that it's boring off the leader, and you know how them man over them. Yeah, their leader, they fuck with their leader, innit? And see, like, you say something.
No,
like,
but that's real shit, though.
It speaks though. But he was just saying stuff about the leader, innit? And then how China's run poorly. The economic system is poor.
Him himself.
Yeah, he was saying that shit, and then like a couple of weeks he went missing.
For real?
Went, yeah.
How much is Alibaba worth?
He's worth like a couple bill.
Himself, that's his net worth. Yeah. How much is the company worth?
No, Alibaba's the isn't that the
that's
website?
His tech, that's
no,
his
no,
tech,
really. A net worth and company worth is two different things.
Wait, what is Alibaba? Am I getting confused?
Alibaba is
the store. It's the store.
You can sell shit, buy shit.
Yeah,
and it always has the stuff, like you can buy cheap stuff on there.
Yeah.
He runs that. He runs Alibaba.
Shout out!
I didn't even know that was Chinese.
No, it's still AliExpress as well. I think that's Chinese as well.
I did not know
that's
that.
Chinese.
I think so. Yeah.
Chinese.
Cheap shit. But AliExpress. I mean, sorry. Net worth and company worth are two different things. Like your net worth. Your net worth might be something different. Net worth is
He's worth 48.9 bill.
I was going to say about China though. I got something else.
Yeah, let,
I was
let
saying,
him close off.
Bro. I was saying if you look, I don't know much about China, but I see videos on Instagram and stuff. You guys been seeing like that girl who's a streamer, and she went out onto the road and showed like a day in the day of the life in China. I think it was China.
Oh, and like, it was sat. Oh, God, bro.
Like she'd be sat down.
Yeah,
and then a random guy would come up to her and start touching her and harassing her. And then, like, one time she even recorded herself, like, a guy was in a car driving past her, and then he jumped out of the car, parked it up, and came and started touching her leg or something. And that's, like, it was mad to me how normal that was. Like, he didn't look like they looked like a normal guy, like, bare. And they were saying, like, I was hearing that's the big problem in, like, that area of the world.
I see them sights.
But, like, it's mad how different that is to now. Like, if you did that now, you're getting punched in the face.
I see them sights. They're a bit Fulani with it, you know, them ones.
Yeah, no, it's just different. Yeah, but the culture's just different. But like, I don't. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
But like, even then, like, there's like the whole thing with them black brothers went, and then they were getting, like, they would be in the street and they were just saying, like, people come up to them and start recording, or be like, "Can I take a photo?" Because
they don't. Because they don't see brothers.
Just because you're black.
Because they're probably the only time they even see a brother is probably
on
like
TV. Yeah, TV.
Probably like NBA man. And you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And if you go to rural side China, big up China, by the way. I want to go.
No, 100%.
I want to go to China at one point.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But like.
I'll stay home for that one.
Yeah, but you have to be careful though. You can't.
Nah, I'll go.
I heard they would not be even spitting on the road or something. You know the mad laws.
What, as a black man or in general?
I heard like that shit. Like, especially if you're foreign, they will pat you up.
Yeah, you know, and you know what else is like that? Dubai. My little bro sent me this video. Yeah. Sent me this story about some guy.
They don't ramp, you know,
bro.
There was
an American guy. He smoked weed in America, and then he smoked something in America. Then he's landed. He smoked the weed in America.
Yeah.
He's gone on a plane to Dubai. He's landed in Dubai. They like tested him for something,
yeah.
And he got nabbed. He got arrested for doing something he didn't even do on the soil. Like they arrested him for it because
how long? How long did he get?
I don't know what's happened to him. I saw that he got arrested, but that's like
you gotta be calm there, you know. Yeah. But like going back to what we were on the China thing, going back on the. What were you saying?
It's just mad how like the how different like. It's like it's just kind of fucked, really.
Yeah,
kind of fucked.
Like when you think of it, like we, like as much as we do complain, or much as people complain, like we really and truly, Britain has it good, you know.
We have it good because you can boy off the prime minister.
Yeah, freedom.
You can boy off the prime minister. Stuff, you can boy off any man in power. Like, China.
Yeah.
If you are bad, talk about the man. Talk about
shit.
Him. If you are
you
bad,
shit.
If you got gumption in your chest, talk about my man there. Fam, by the time by 5 o'clock, if you say something bad about the tournament, by 8 o'clock, man will be at your door. It's long. It's long.
By 9 o'clock, you're on the 10 PM news, bro.
It's long.
But yeah.
That's
it is a mad thing. But. There's
There's also, oh, what was you gonna say, Ed?
Yeah, no, I was just saying it's mad, like them countries there, you can't like say how we're here. Say out here, man them are just pointing off Boris. You know, fuck Boris, you know how
Prince
was,
Philip, bro. You know, man them
was saying Prince Philip put him in a PP pack. But I'm just saying as regards to China,
how much bank this guy has before the show.
As regards to China, you couldn't dare say that. If I was in China and then their royal family died, you can't say that.
No, but do you know what I do understand, like, obviously, I don't understand like the plans above, but yeah. Hold on, sorry, I got bad.
But that's just how it is. That's just how it is.
No,
bro.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Yeah,
but I know, how... but I don't understand what's going on up top. Yeah. But looking like from the bottom and above, like yeah. me trying to understand it in my brain, yeah. I do kind of understand it in a way. Like obviously, Britain did do their thing over there, innit?
Yeah.
So once they've done their thing, it's like, oh, like we need to pattern up. So they might be just restricting people. So you are on level. To go out into the world and obviously pattern up, so you know, maybe the guy don't want like bullshit for his people, but obviously it looks like bullshit what he's doing.
Yeah, you talk about the
what's his name? He's not president. He's premier or something.
He leaves the
No, but I know. But it's like you know, like we got prime minister and America's got president.
He's the head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is that?
I don't know. I think he's the president of China, isn't it?
No, they call it something else. I know Canada call it premier or something.
Premier what?
They just call it. Canada's French, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So premier, the premier.
His name is Xi Jinping.
Shouts out him, bro.
There's the whole like the thing is with like England's a free country and I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
Yeah.
But I still, you don't know. Like no one really knows what's going on because like North Korea, China, these places are all. They control everything, so you don't really know what it's like until you go there.
But that's what
and
I'm saying.
See it for yourself, because you could. Because in England, like we're lucky enough to the fact that I can, as much as I say that, as much as England has its own issues, at least I can go on my phone and go on whatever.
Yes.
And I ain't got anyone following me like that. Like yeah. I could do what. Like there are still restrictions. I don't believe that we're as free as we think we are. I feel like
100%.
Because at the end of the day, if Boris wants me in prison, I'm gonna be in prison. Like it don't matter. Yeah. But it's not like China where like. Or those places where they control everything you do, and you gotta love the supreme leader or whatever. You gotta do this. You gotta pray. Like North Korea, do you not remember about the World Cup? My guy told them they won the World Cup. Like, when the fuck are North Korea winning the World Cup, bro? Like,
that's pure. That's
yeah,
top
but they would
have
believed it. Like, they would have definitely believed it.
Because
yeah.
they control the
everything.
Imagine that, man.
You can't
all
do nothing.
You believe, all you believe is that it's just a pure lie, like, right. And you can't, and you're living in that type of fear. But right. Yeah, man.
Cool. So man just got information. Right, it's called General Secretary. So he's called the General Secretary. That's what I've read on the internet. Yeah. Obviously, if you lot want to correct me. But I also do think it is a thing of like, we can't see in them places.
Or understand.
Yeah, understand. Because also, you like, remember.
So
like,
are you saying it's better than what we think it is? Is that what you're saying?
No, it could be. I'm saying it could be. I'm not saying it is. Because we can't see in. But also with Britain, obviously, we're going like, let's say the lockdown thing. We've locked down for how long? Outside world is probably thinking, oh, Britain's been on lockdown for this and that amount. Yeah. They're thinking we've been on lockdown.
Yeah.
Bro, niggas have been going out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's another thing where like, cause we're from England, we will only see from China what the British government wants, like England wants us to see. Yeah. So it's at the end of the day,
big up Jay London.
You think China, they're doing a lot of good?
I don't know about that, but I'm saying,
Do you believe they're doing a lot of good?
Why, boy?
I don't know. I'm not just here to talk about it. But I'm saying, I won't be surprised if I went there and it's actually way better than I thought because I only know what I've been taught from English media, American media. I've never talked. I don't know any Chinese people. Yeah. I've never been there, so I don't know because like
surely it can't be though. That's
no,
my
but
assumption.
You don't know though.
What can't?
Don't know for sure.
What can't it?
Like it might be. It might just be. It probably is like from
because you think the Chinese man listening, he's like Chinese shit. China's bagging them. What you think that's?
No, I don't think that. More to the point where they you know how low key they're portrayed as like slaves, not slaves, but like people with no brain, like controlled, like guinea pigs and stuff. They might just be thinking that's the way we like it. That's our culture. We like it like that. We're Chinese people.
High key,
that's the way that we're raised to be. Like, and because it's so different to Western culture, we're thinking, oh, that's mad. Like, how can you can't go on WhatsApp. You can't go on WhatsApp.
You know,
they might be, and if they're cool with that, as long as they don't have anything illegal, obviously there's a lot of issues with like Uyghur Muslims and concentration camps. Apart from that side, that side, because that's fucked up. But that's the side.
That's wild.
I mean, just that's like wild, the regular way of life. If that's how it is, Who are we to say anything about it? If that's how they like it, then who are we to say anything about it? That's my point.
Mm.
I don't know.
I find it hard to believe a Chinese man that's living in China will be like, oh yeah, our government's fine. Yeah, wait, this is China's great. Because I feel like that's not freedom.
Yeah.
That's not freedom, but if you grew up like that, you're gonna think, oh, this is good, this is calm.
Yeah, that's all you know.
You never know.
But that's the thing, like here, we only see our bubble, and obviously, as I said before, that's the same with we only see obviously with the Molly May thing. We're not in that bubble.
As in what?
I can't remember what you said. Well, I did say bubble before. When we go back in the recording, you'll see I said bubble before.
What are we talking about? How does money...
I'm saying because we're in our own bubble here.
Yeah.
We can't see what's over there. They're in their own bubble.
Oh, see.
So the world only sees what the media puts out.
Okay.
We've been on lockdown, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, really, we've been moving around.
Yeah. I've been inside. We have all been inside.
Yeah, I've been complying with lockdown laws.
I haven't been complying with lockdown laws. I've been out like a motherfucker, bro.
Big man, you're a personal trainer. I don't understand how you're trying to wig the business.
But there's being and then there's lying. You both have been out with me.
I've been out a lot still.
Let's not really lie now.
I cannot comply with that truth.
Joke, man.
I'm playing my Fifth Amendment right.
These might have been out with me, but I get what you mean.
Jay London.
Do you might ever think? Do you know what I mean? Man, like Jay. Do you might ever think like raw? Like, cause I always think like, imagine that though. Imagine living like that. Imagine every team that you see.
Yeah,
like,
but
you wouldn't know the difference though.
Simple Google, man can't. What it's telling me?
Yeah,
is
no. I think it's tough. If it'd be tough for me to move there and live there, but I already know that. Because they seem like very national, like they love their country, they love their people. I think it'd be techie if I moved there anyways. But like, there must be people in China that like enjoy it. So,
it's just
preference. But like, because I was reading in Japan. Obviously, Japan and China are very different countries. But I'm saying same kind of problem with Japan. I was reading something like they had to turn Apple had to turn the camera sounds on. Like you can't turn them off on them phones. Because they had the people were like taking photos up skirts or whatever. Like shit like that. But that's so mad.
For real?
Yeah, so, I could be wrong.
What was that?
It's something like that. Let me try and find
disclaimer,
it.
Disclaimer, he could be wrong. Yeah, disclaimer, could be wrong.
But like, because no way, let me find it. But
GG figures will be onto your ass, you know?
Yeah, look here. It's Japan camera shutter. In Japan, the shutter sound cannot be disabled because of privacy concerns. But like, imagine... us as English people, like, what the fuck? Imagine someone on the street just taking photos of random girl, like, bro, like,
there are people that do that. It's insane.
Like, but we can't. But their culture is, I don't think they're educated.
No. It's not the education, but it is. All right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Please educate me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to say it is part of their culture, but I've heard it is part of their culture where obviously, apparently, they have cafes where like girls will dress up in school. Like attire, and they pull up, and obviously guys just pull up and then do their thing.
What, like a brothel?
I don't want to disrespect the girls like that.
No, but I was reading.
But even their porn industry, it's more girls than boys.
I've read that Japan has an issue with their whole state. They have an issue at the moment with the fact that their population is going down. And they have too many old people and not enough young people. And like, people aren't having sex.
People ain't chopping.
But only, but yeah, because it's like, I could be wrong, but I was reading something like, their rape's a problem there. Like, it's just like, their culture's just so, so different to ours. Like, I just think that's mad.
Because it's the culture there, culture in like Mediterranean Asia, it's just very different, man. But like, I feel like there's a lot of similarities with how Asians and sort of Africans.
Yeah. But again, on a different note, they could. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a correlation between this lack of sex drive or lack of and the increased production in the country.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a correlation.
I think they go hand in hand.
I would not be
surprised.
I think they go.
Because Japan's advanced as fuck.
Repeat that. I'm saying. Let me repeat. Make it clear for me, please.
I won't be surprised if there was a correlation between the whole issues of people not having enough sex and men like not having sex or women not having sex to the fact that Japan and China developing at a crazy rate. Not crazy rate, but they're developing so much faster. And they seem to just have everything. Like everything seems to come up becoming out of Japan and China recently.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that was linked.
You think that there's a correlation between that?
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
It might be, you know. Because when you think about it, man, I'm not chopping. Chinese men, they're not fucking around with girls. They're focused on their business. That's what I've read some. I went somewhere like the percentages of millionaires and billionaires, they all come from Asia.
Yeah, like, I know in Japan, you know what I mean? A lot of like pornography is massive there, and like they a lot of people would much rather like I don't know anyone from Japan personally, but what I've read about. That a lot of men, it's normal for a Japanese guy to rather have a watch porn than have sex. Like, they much rather just do that because they, it's just sort of, that's just normal for them. Yeah,
like, you wouldn't really be attached to porn, like, than to a physical body.
Well, yeah, like, it's just.
It's probably that deep. Because
it runs deep.
Porn, you just watch it, cut. But to a physical body, you might you do catch feelings. No one can say they don't catch feelings.
I just think if it's normal, I don't agree. Like that. But it's not normal. That's not normalized for us. If it was normal in England, if it was normal for me to like do whatever with that and not have a girlfriend or something, I think we'd all do it because it's whatever. Not you only do what everyone else does. But like people, I don't know. People pretend
so,
like
so. If not, UK, not, if you can, if bro, it wasn't common to have a girlfriend, you think man wouldn't have girlfriends?
Yeah, and the majority, bro. It's not everyone could be a pioneer. You know, like most people just follow the crowd. Like 99% of people just follow the crowd. No, I get so it. Like if it's normal for them over there to do that, or normal for us to do this,
yeah,
I'm probably gonna most likely do it. Obviously, you get every now and again you'll get a groundbreaking pioneer who does something different, but that's not everyone's like that. Most people, you know, like everyone knows, everyone listening, you know that. Almost everyone you see is a sheep. Jesus not almost everyone, but like most people you see on the street are sheep. Like they just do whatever's.
It's a very like today's sort of society.
It's a very
monkey see monkey do type thing. You know what I mean? Especially with like
it's like everything, even fashions like that, and everything's like that. Like someone will start something and everyone does it, and then someone
like,
will start something
like
else
the garments that you wear. Like I probably have seen someone on Instagram rock it, and I'll be like, "Rah, I want that." Do you know what I mean? I want
this top that you're wearing is nice though. I've not seen it before.
Oh, nice. Blakely.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, like, I've said this before, innit?
Yeah.
I feel like us, man, we cross like three generations. So our generation, obviously the older generation, being like, 25 to 30, obviously we saw what all that, like when Brixton and Peckham were beefing, that age group. And then like the younger generation, we cross because we listen to the same type of music. But with we can see that the younger generation, like they are, it is that kind of, yo, who's got more drip?
Yeah,
I just think you grow out. I think you grow out of that though.
I don't think the younger generation will though.
Oh, you don't think they will?
We do.
Because we grow out of that.
Big man.
I got a little brother that's in that sort of era.
I hear that,
and he loves his drip. He said he loves.
I hear that.
But he's playing all them. You know them drips that you see
for no reason.
And Instagram, I'm thinking, who are you trying to impress?
It's your friends, bro. Your friends, like that's normal for them. But on another thing, on another point.
Sorry. Before you go on. Yeah, no, 100%. We grew out of that. I don't know if they
grew out of it.
Wait, you think I could rock around? No, actually, I could. The cargo pants, what are they?
What, back in the day?
You could, though.
Back in the day?
Back in the day,
if you rock cargo pants, back in the day when we were younger, I might have gunned you. But I might have gunned
and
you.
And then,
man,
I don't think you would have, though.
Back in the cargo pants.
I don't think you would have.
That went in back in. You're talking 20, 30, 40.
Bro,
that went
back
man.
In. Back in the day, you know it could be 35 degrees. And I've seen, man, them G Star Raw jeans.
Oh, in
35 degrees. And I'm thinking, bro, it's dripped that deep for you.
Over the shoe as well. Over the shoe.
And they were hefty jeans, bro.
Hefty jeans. Hefty jeans.
They were hefty jeans, and I'm thinking, bro, it's drip that deep for you, man. It's drip that deep for you, man. Like, it's really that deep. Looking back on it, I'm thinking, was it really that deep? Like, you were sweating inside. I know you're sweating, bro. I know you're sweating, man. And you're wearing the G-Star.
And it'll be the Hollister tracks.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
The Hollister tracks used to make me itch.
Come on, bro, man. You got to get out of that.
They used to make me itch,
you got to get out of that, bro. You got to get out of that. Come on, bro, man.
What?
And another side. How Will was saying earlier, he was saying that we're in between that generation, the younger one, and then the older one. Because I watched Kill It Hood, and bro, I could not. That was the But big up Noel Clark, by the way. Big up Noel Clark on your BAFTA. I saw the BAFTA speech. Yeah. Inspiring as fuck. Big up my guy, Noel Clark, man. That's a GOAT right there.
Cause that era.
But yeah, that like, was crazy era. Cause
that was like my brother. My brother was like 30 something.
Crazy
them
era.
Them eras 06, 05.
Crazy, crazy.
It was a gully era that time of day. But like going back to the drip that my name used to say that was drip. I remember, bro, I would have given an arm and a leg and a foot for a Gucci belt. On my life. I would have given
Street
an
Street arm Street saying you were involved in a deal with a fake Gucci belt.
That's crazy.
That's what the streets tell me. But we ain't gonna speak about that right now. That's one of our episodes.
That's nuts. That's nuts. But no. But back in even when we were younger, man, them was Gucci belt. That truly.
And it was shit. Yeah. The worst thing was, I think looking back on it, it weren't even nice stuff, bro. Like people were just wearing. People are wearing like shit.
Yeah.
Do you like track suits or whatever?
Yeah.
And just because it's got a little sound in it, a man will pay £80 for it. Like, yeah. I'm so glad that we grew out of it. That's beside the point. My point was like, back in the day, people were wearing drip just because it was drip. Like, that's just silly. I'm glad we got out of that. The younger guys, the younger youths, it's too much, man. They're doing too much.
They love it. They will live and die.
The main reason why I'm telling you is because when we were younger, we didn't grow up with social media, bro. Like we did, but we didn't. Because when I was young, like you can go through my Facebook. You can go through your Facebook. Innocent shit, bro. Like just stupid innocent shit. Like we were just kids. Like we weren't. I was never buying stuff. I wasn't like following models to go. I wasn't following mandem that had drip to go buy their clothes. Yeah. But now that everyone follows like the bait pages and like the models, it sort of made it out like an industry where like you feel like you have to keep up with these people.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, but I hope they grab it, man. Cause it's bro, if you're 16, 17, 18, 15, whatever, 15, and you think drip is life, I'm telling you for free, it ain't. It really ain't. Go out in the summer with your shorts and your t-shirt, man. Don't be wearing drip, for real. Because you'll just regret it. Like the sweat, you ain't gonna get girls like that. Girls aren't gonna flock to you like that just because you're sweating, bro. Keep that shit on.
LV beanie and scarf and it's 50 degrees outside.
I hear that. I'm not even gonna entertain it. Yeah, no, real talks. Yeah, dollar spitting facts. Obviously, stay calm. Don't look at media too much. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing with the drip.
Go ahead, bro.
If it's nice and you like it,
J London.
If it's nice and you like it and it's expensive, go buy it. But never, I would not encourage anyone to buy something because of the brand.
Yeah.
The problem. I think that's the problem. Like back in the day, I can speak for all of us when I say I would go into a shop. And I see something that isn't even that nice, but because it's the brand, I might be like, I'll consider buying it.
Hey,
and
now who you challenging?
When we were younger, would you not be that?
We were buying shit stuff. Because the brand.
So you've never bought anything in your life because of the brand? You must have. Everyone has.
No, I like it because the way it looks.
No, but I'm saying. Well, no, okay, but okay, okay. Time okay, okay no, better question.
No, but I can put it together though. That's the thing.
Better question. Has there been a time in your life? When younger, not now, like you bought something, and if it didn't have the brand, you would have still bought it. There's got to be something.
But the thing is, it's the brand that makes the nicer stuff, though. If the brand makes nicer stuff, then I'll buy it.
Yeah,
I don't think it was because of the brand. If it looks nice, because bro,
you don't think it was because of the name?
I swear to
sometimes
God,
sometimes people just buy it because of the name.
I can speak for example.
If this didn't say McQueen's or it said Jackson, on my life, I wouldn't spend £400 on this. I'm being honest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know of Matalan?
What's that?
The shop.
Oh no, that's a shop. Sorry, I can't remember the brand. But yep, do you remember K Swiss? Back in the day.
What's that, bro?
I was looking for them shoes yesterday night.
I don't know where. What happened to K Swiss? Is it still there?
It's still there, but it's not like.
It was an old school brand.
I was planning to buy them. But I was looking at them. It looks like Adidas.
It's K-Swiss, man. Is that Nike? Adidas? What is that?
No. It was his own brand from back in the day. But that's the thing. If it looks nice, I'll buy it.
Mm.
So that's my my proof I'll do it.
So you just like it just how it looks. If it doesn't look good for you,
that's how I am now.
These cargoes ain't no brand. Yeah.
That's how I am now, though. If I go into a shop and if I like something, I don't mind paying for it if I like
but
it.
But do you see what I mean? It looks like Adidas too much. And people will be like, my thing is, it will look like Adidas too much. People will be like, oh, that's a fake Adidas.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But there are people, another thing actually, the flip side of that, people will go into like Primark or and buy the fake version of the shoe because of the shoe. Like, for example, someone will go out and pay £30 for look like McQueen's, and then go out and he only did that because they look like McQueen's. Otherwise, he wouldn't ever cop them.
Yeah.
And I think that's just as bad. Like, you're buying ugly shoes that their shoes are not even branded, and you're only doing it because of the brand. Like, brand, like, that's stupid to me. Like, no, keep that £30 and buy it. Like, spend something like memories, like experience. Oh. Like, more time. And another big thing with drip is every time you go out, there was never every party you've been to, every club you've been to, it's never been about drip.
Yeah, obviously Ed's, you know, aspiring PT, got my business going on, doing quite well.
Aspiring PT
as
good PT,
as a lot of people know. If you want to get at me for a quick sesh, I'm charging £35 an hour. I'm charging £35 an hour. Just hit me up on Ed's Fitness, that's EDSS. .fitness and Instagram. EDSS.
Changed it.
Yeah. EDSS. EDSS on Insta. Just shout me for any training sessions. I do Zoom calls, park training sessions and gym sessions, London and Kingston area. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my session now.
But yeah. What are you saying, D? You right?
I'm chilling.
You chilling? Sweet. Yeah, no, Ramadan, man. Good Muslim. Is it hard to sort of adhere to the good Muslim values in today's sort of society?
Yeah, I know. I think that's something we'll dive into in another day. That sounds like
after
Ramadan.
I need a 10-minute talk.
But like Edwin Chucky.
You sure you don't want to dive into it?
That's his own topic. I think that's his own topic.
Sure?
Yeah, 100%. That's
fair.
Might even bring Strong and Ghani. Don't get me wrong. I suffer like as anyone my age because of Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah.
Everyone has FOMO. Like everyone, I'll be at home and I'll see Mandem turning up. But like, I always know I've not only had fun. I'm gonna keep having fun. Like
yeah.
I don't. I'm past that.
Yeah. Well, what
I'm sort of past that. I'm sort of past that point in my life where, like, if I see someone, like, it's just whatever. Yeah, and I always try to not regret decisions I make. Like, and but you know, you guys know me. I won't say no for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I always try and say yeah, but if I say no, that means there's a reason behind that no.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I'm acting more nearly all the time.
But is it hard to?
Nah, like, I wouldn't say hard.
Nah, nowadays as you're older, before when you're younger it's calm, but now.
Nah, it was definitely.
You've had that. You've experienced it with the devil. Do you know what I mean? Is it hard to sort of adhere to those good values when you're away
from
it?
I don't think so.
You think so? Yeah.
And another thing about people don't talk about. I don't know. I'll talk for myself here.
Yeah.
But it brings you a lot of perspective and peace and like fasting is always. I've always noticed if that time of the year when I can just. I take be able to unplug from life and just sort of focus on my family.
Definitely.
Like, I've been just chilling at home recently and it's just, I like it.
Definitely.
I definitely, like, don't get me wrong. I do like other stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I do
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's just, it comes with it. Like, I just enjoy it. Yeah. I think, I've always said to people that don't fast and don't observe it, just try it.
Yeah.
Try honestly, because like, but when I say fast, I don't mean don't eat and don't drink. I mean like literally take a break from everything you do. Like if you're, take a break from sex, take a break from alcohol, take a break from drugs, take a break
really
from,
will cleanse
for
yourself,
a week
really.
And you'll turn around and just, it will give you perspective. Like especially if you're in a bad place, I think personally I'd advise it to anyone. Like, I think it's just a good, I think everyone in the year should have a period of time where they just take a break from everything.
But
whether or not it's religious reasons,
what I'm saying is, bro, like, man, even in between these periods where you can eat, I didn't even listen to music.
Yeah, but you can.
I don't even try it, bro.
I don't either, but you can. I'm pretty sure you can.
The only thing you can't do
is like stuff like alcohol, because I'll still be drunk tomorrow. But yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, like what we were discussing, I was saying, like as a young Muslim boy, is it hard nowadays?
It's not even hard.
You know,
not fast.
Keep it hard.
It's harder than when I was younger, because when I was younger, I wasn't out. Like, I was just chilling.
Yeah, now you've.
It's felt, harder.
You've
it's harder.
The fruit. So now
it's harder.
Sometimes when you're at home, do you have those urges?
No. Yeah, but you just like I'm. My discipline's always been bad. Like, one of my biggest problems I've always wanted to make.
Yeah.
Like, for example, running. Like, I'm trying to get into running recently. Like, that's my thing. I'm trying to get into it. And my friends know that I've been telling them about it.
Yeah.
But it's just, That requires discipline. That requires me getting out of bed.
You got to really get out
like,
of bed.
The only thing in my life that I've done properly is gym when I was like 17, 18. Yeah. I was on gym for like... I was going gym for like 8-9 months in a row, and that showed me discipline. But like, I need my discipline up. But like, I think I'd have a problem if I said to myself, I'm not doing this, I've learned to just not do it. Like, I'm strong-willed now. Like, yeah. Maybe a few years ago, if you were like, oh, do this, and I'm like, ah. But now, if I'm putting my head, I'm not going to do it, I don't do it. Because yeah. I like, it's just, it's more the philosophy. It's more the, yeah. It's more the principle. Because I don't want to be known, I don't want to be a person that, in my mind, I do something and then someone else persuades me to do. Like, I never want to be influenced by someone else.
Yeah.
That every, so for example, if I say tonight, yo, I'm not going out tonight, in my head, yeah. I don't want to, that means you can't tell me if I'm not going out. There are times when I might be like, I'm not really feeling it, but that means you can convince me. But if I say I'm not going out, and then I end up going out, unless there's a reason why,
yeah.
I don't want to be that person. Like there are times again, I know my friends listen to this now, uni especially. I've said I'm not really feeling it, and I went out. But like that's not what I mean. I mean more like if I'm dead set on something, I try and get it done, achieve it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah.
I get.
But yeah, everyone should try it. If you don't pray, just meditate. Like yeah. meditate, or whatever. Just yeah. do something. Like I'm, at the end, meditation
is. What is the mental benefits from doing it? Everything.
Yeah, everything. Me, everything.
How do you feel mentally?
You feel better
doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think Will's just because I think you should speak about your experience, but.
Yeah.
No, for me, it did change my mindset. Totally.
You don't take things for granted as well.
Yeah. That's why.
What do you mean? Like
that's
like for example, like when a couple yeah. days go when you haven't eaten, you haven't drank, and like there's real shit. People starve every day. That's real yeah. shit. Like and that teaches you like especially my family. I have poor like my whole family.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Somalia, where yeah. it's a great good country. I love Somalia, but there's poverty and stuff yeah. and real shit. People starve every day.
Yeah.
Like I'll never forget when I was younger. When I was like 12, I think I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Saudi Arabia with my dad and my brother
yeah.
and we were there we fasted there
yeah.
and we did Eid there as well
yeah.
and then one I remember walking up the mosque. Obviously poverty's not bad but it's more you see it more like on the street you'll see homeless people on the street. I remember this woman that I see every single day. She's on a cardboard box, just a cardboard cutout, her and her kid. Just every day I see them on the mosque, like begging for money every day. And on the day of Eid, obviously that's Christmas for Muslims, so like you give your kid something. And she gave her kid this plastic gun, them like pound toy guns, and like the look on his face, you'd think he got a Lambo.
Yeah,
but I was like that humbled me so much, because I was like I felt like a dickhead. I felt like a dickhead complaining about complaining about fucking my iPhone, and I felt like a dickhead. I felt like the biggest dickhead. I was like life. So I was young then, and I've always been a mistake, but like that things like that make me humble me, and like life's just not. It's not like someone's always worse than you, no matter what position you're in. Even if you feel like your life's at its lowest point and you're in hell, someone's always in a worse position than you, and that humbles you so much. That's what I get from it. I get humbled from it a lot.
You think so? Yeah,
100%. I'd definitely recommend it.
Mm.
No, 100%.
That's crazy because you don't. That's really mad what you just said though. Like,
yeah, but you see it. You see that all the time. Like, you just. Yeah. It's more in them countries, but I don't really like those countries are more. It's kind of hypocritical. Like Saudi Arabia is meant to be this big Muslim country that the Prophet was born in, and yet they don't. They don't really look like they care. People, like if yeah. it's about money, yeah. money rules that country. Like I think.
Quick side question: do you know where the Prophet was born exactly, or is it just
Mecca, Saudi Arabia?
Oh,
they have stuff that they have the grave of his wife. That's what we were saying. They were sending it to the grave of his wife. They have that stuff,
bro.
They have a well. They have the Zamzam water. You guys know that water. Yeah. That came that well that comes from is the same well from way back. Like, yeah. It's the same well that you just drink from.
Mm. You see,
and that water's come back from.
Yeah. That water's going to be that water.
What's Zamzam water saying? What's
fresh,
it?
Fresh though. It's fresh.
Swear.
No, but it must.
I'll never even forget. Me and my bro once. We queued up for this because obviously like there's a well. And you go up to the water and drink it like it's a tap. But for whatever reason, that day, me and my little brother. Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah don't yeah, open yeah. another one, big yeah, man. Open another one, bro. Relax.
My last one.
Bro, we're in cargo in about 15 minutes, bro. Yeah, but listen, you see that Zamzam water, yeah?
Yeah, but
where's it come from? Underneath.
It's a well. Yeah, so the mount. It's like a mount from a mount.
I'm not like, I just know, but I remember the day we went to the one day. Me and my brother was dusted. Like, obviously, hot country. Hot country. I'm sweating. Like, I'm dusted, bro. Like, 100, I'm so, bro. And I need water.
Hot countries are the best.
I need water. And but the queue to this Zamzam well is quay. And obviously, me, I'm small. I don't know how you guys remember me in school, but I was a small kid. Before I got PB, I was small as fuck. So we're in the queue now, and then there's bare Arab brothers in this queue, and they're obviously like all, like everyone's fighting for this one bit of water, and this, I'll never forget, this massive black brother at the front, he's like, he fills up his bottle, and then it's like the Red Sea, man, everyone parted from him, and he gave me and brothers like bare water, and I was thinking like, this is a Muslim place, now everyone has been Muslim, that was the only guy that's helped us. Like, but like,
man, don't really be selfish. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Islam, I feel like religion in general has become a thing. Like, even Christmas, like, yeah. You're Christian, you know. Yeah. Christmas has become a.
Do you think it's a brand?
Yeah, it's become a brand. Like, and surely, don't you think if the old Christians, wouldn't they be insulted by that? Like, isn't it kind of an insult?
Bro, 100%.
Isn't it kind of an insult?
I feel like, that's a good thing you said. I feel like, especially at Christmas, it's been sort of.
It's been brand-wise.
Man, then wait for that. What's that? Is it the?
It makes John money
Lewis?
Now.
Yeah,
that's an event. I know people tell me, "Oh, John Lewis Christmas advert."
I'm gonna be honest.
They'll be like, "Oh, John Lewis Christmas advert coming out this week."
What one was that one? The Sword of Fire Flynn.
No, it's the. Bro, I remember there was one.
Was that one?
There was one they had on the moon. That girl looking in the moon. You guys would have seen it. 2018, I think it was. But it's a big thing. Like every year, I know people wait for this advert to come out, and I'm thinking Christmas is meant to be about what is it like spending time with your family and stuff.
How are we good for time?
We need to wrap up.
Wrap up, yeah?
Yeah.
Wrap up now?
Yeah, all right, go on. Wait, Dollar, you want
to... No, I'm done.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to finish up?
No, I'm done. I've got nothing to say. We said bad shit.
All right, yeah.
Cool. I mean...
It was the last bit, though.
Yeah, man. No,
but that was good.
Yeah,
100%.
Episode 2 in the bag.
Yeah. Episode 2 in the bag.
This is episode 2, man. Thank you so much for supporting. Thank you so much for the, this is just gonna be.
Keep showing love, man.
Yeah, man.
Keep showing love.
More and more to come. This is gonna be.
This is the start.
This is the start.
Bit rough on edges, kind of thing.
Rough on edges, but we know we're not perfect. No one's perfect. We're just gonna get better, yeah. So this is Ed's.
It's been your boy Wills Royce.
It's been Abdullah.
And it's been Jay London. Jay London. Obviously, Jay he's been
London,
in the back.
Jay London, so much support right
the first,
now.
The first Jay, guest, Jay, yeah. Technically, the first guest. So big up, Jake.
No one know about Jake, but Jake the big dog.
Jake the real one.
Everywhere you see us, you'll see Jake.
Yeah,
you'll see all the man then. You'll see all of us.
Jake, guys.
Yeah. All right, so well.